All right, let's get into it. In this lesson, we're building a roller-style bassline in Ableton Live 12 from absolute scratch, with those jungle, old-school drum and bass, and darker roller vibes in mind. And the big goal here is not just to make a bass sound. We want to make a low-end line that actually moves, grooves, and locks into the drums like it belongs there. Because in DNB, the bass is doing a lot of work. It's holding the sub, creating mid-range movement, leaving room for the snare and breakbeat, and pushing the energy forward across the whole phrase. A really good roller bassline doesn't scream for attention. It just keeps the track rolling with that steady, hypnotic pressure. So we're going to keep this beginner-friendly, but still real-world and practical. We'll use Ableton stock devices like Operator or Waveeatable, Auto Filter, Saturator, EQ8, Drum Bus, and a touch of automation. By the end, you'll have a dark, controlled bass line that sits under a chopped breakbeat and feels like the start of a proper DNB drop. First thing, set up your project cleanly. Open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo to 170 BPM. That's a sweet spot for jungle and old-school roller energy because the drums stay lively, but the bass still has room to breathe. Create a few tracks right away. You want one MIDI track for a kick and snare reference if you need it, one MIDI track for the breakbeat, one for the sub bass, one for the mid bass or re-slayer, and maybe a return track for delay or reverb later if you want some effects. But honestly, the most important thing right now is the drums. Start with the groove first, not the synth. That's a big one. If the rhythm feels awkward when you tap it out with no sound, the patch won't save it. So load up a chopped breakbeat or even a simple amen style loop, and make sure the snare is clearly landing on 2 and 4. That snare placement is your anchor. The bass line is going to answer that groove, not fight it. While you're building, keep an eye on headroom too. Don't slam the master. Try to keep the master peaking around -6 dB while you're writing. In drum and bass, low end builds up fast, and if you start too hot, everything gets messy later. Now let's build the sub. For a beginner-friendly sub, Operator is perfect. Load Operator on your sub track and set oscillator to a sine wave. Turn the other oscillators off. Keep the amp envelope simple. Fast attack, short or no decay, full sustain, and a little bit of release, just enough so it doesn't click or cut off unnaturally. If you prefer Waveeatable, you can do the same kind of thing. Just choose a clean sine-like waveform and keep it pure. The sub is not where you get character. The sub is where you get weight. Now write a simple MIDI bass line. Think roller, not melody. Mostly root notes, a few passing notes, and some short note lengths with little gaps to create groove. In a key like a minor, you might try something like A1, A1, C2, G1, A1, E1, G1, A1. Don't overcomplicate it. Roller bass lines work because of rhythm, repetition, and phrasing, not because they're technically fancy. A great tip here is to think in push and pull. Maybe one note leans slightly ahead of the beat, and the next one sits a little more relaxed. Tiny timing differences can make the whole loop feel alive. Also, leave room for the break's ghost notes. Jungle-style drums already have motion baked into them, so your bass needs to complement that movement, not fill every gap. Next, let's create the mid-bass layer. This is where we get the movement and darkness. Load Waveeatable on a new MIDI track and choose a saw or basic analog-style wave. Add a second saw, slightly detuned, and keep the unison under control so it doesn't get too wide or too glossy. We want gritty, not huge and polished. Set the filter to a low pass 24 and start the cutoff somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz depending on how bright it sounds. Add just a little resonance, around 5 to 15%. Then bring in some movement. You can map an LFO to the filter cutoff or just automate it manually. A little auto filter works great here too. After the synth, add saturator and give it a few dB of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start. We are not trying to destroy the sound. We're trying to bring out harmonics so the bass can be heard on smaller speakers and still keep the dark, rolling character. If you want a bit more grime, you can even try a subtle touch of redux later on, but keep it tasteful. The mid bass should feel like a re-slight roller layer, not a giant dubstep growl. Keep the rhythm short, punchy, and lock to the break. A simple pattern with one longer note, then two shorter notes, then maybe a small pickup before the snare can already feel very musical. Beginners often make the mistake of writing too many notes. Resist that. In DNB, space is part of the groove. Now let's make sure the sub and mid work together properly. Group them into a bass group. That's a really useful habit, because it helps you think like a mixer and keeps control simple. On the sub track, at EQ8 and make sure it stays clean. If there's any unnecessary top end, roll it off on the mid bass at EQ8 too and high pass it around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. If the tone feels boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh, check the 2 to 5k Hz area. And here's a huge one. Keep the sub in mono, always. If you want width, let it happen on the mid layer, and even then, keep it subtle. DNB low end needs to stay locked in the center if you want it to translate on club systems, headphones, and smaller speakers. Now let's add a bit more life with some rhythmic effects control. On the bass group or the mid bass chain, try auto filter, saturator, and maybe the little drum bus. The key here is subtlety. Saturator can sit anywhere from 3 to 8 dB of drive depending on the sound. Turn soft clip on if needed. Drum bus can add density and attack, but keep the drive moderate and don't overdo boom unless you really know what you're doing. For a proper roller feel, automate the filter cutoff over 4 or 8 bars. Maybe it sits a little darker in the first half, then opens slightly in the second half of the drop. You can also dip it briefly before a snare fill or transition. These small moves feel way more professional than giant obvious sweeps. In underground DNB, less is often more. Now comes the real groove building part. Write the bass around the drums, not on top of them. Open your MIDI clip and think like a drummer. If the snare is punching on 2 and 4, your bass should leave room for that hit to breathe. A classic trick is to place a bass note just before the snare, then leave a little gap on the snare itself. That contrast makes the groove feel stronger and the snare feel bigger. Try structuring an 8-bar loop like this. Bars 1 and 2 are simple and repetitive. Bars 3 and 4 add a little change. Bars 5 and 6 create a gap or call and response moment. And bars 7 and 8 include a tiny turnaround or pickup to loop back around. You do not need a lot of different notes. Sometimes swapping just one note every 4 bars is enough to keep the loop moving. Also, use contrast between note lengths. One short note followed by a slightly longer one often feels more musical than a row of identical hits. You can even duplicate a MIDI note and shift the velocity a bit so it feels less robotic. And if the groove feels stiff, try moving one note a hair earlier or later. Tiny edits can make a massive difference. Once the groove is working, you can add some old-school grit through resampling. This is a great jungle workflow. Freeze and flatten the bass, or record it to audio. Then you can chop small sections, reverse a tiny bit here and there, or pass it through Redux for a bit of vintage rhyme. You can also use beat repeat very lightly for transitions. The goal is not to wreck the bass. The goal is to make it feel sampled, dirty, and alive. A nice trick is to bounce your bass loop to audio, and then chop just one or two hits. Sometimes that one audio edit creates more vibe than hours of MIDI tweaking. Now we'll make the arrangement feel like a track instead of just a loop. A DJ-friendly roller often starts with a stripped intro, then drops into the full bass, then adds a variation, then gives you a tension section or breakdown, and then comes back harder. So think in phrases. One simple approach is a 16-bar intro with drums and a filtered bass tease, then a 16-bar drop with the full roller bass, then an 8-bar variation with a small switch-up, then an 8-bar tension section, and then another stronger drop. Keep the intro and outro more stripped so they mix well. Don't feel like you need a huge FX explosion every bar. Let repetition do the work, and use small changes to keep it interesting. You can automate a few things to create movement. Open the filter slightly going into bar 5 or bar 7. Pull the mid bass volume back for a beat before a return. Add a tiny reverb or delay send to a short stab or a noise hit. Keep FX in the mid and high range so the low end stays clean. In DNB, FX should support the groove, not clutter it. Now let's talk mix checks. Flip your bass group into mono or use utility to check the width. The sub should be fully mono. The mid bass can have a little width, but not too much. Listen for whether the kick is disappearing, whether the snare still cuts through, and whether the bass is just loud or actually punchy. If the bass is masking the kick, shorten the notes, lower the sub a touch, or cut a bit more low mid from the mid layer. If the bass feels weak, don't just turn it up. Add harmonics with saturator, tighten the rhythm, or bring the mid layer forward a little. In DNB, balance and arrangement discipline matter way more than brute force. Here's a good beginner practice move. Build a 2-bar roller loop at 170 BPM using only 3 to 5 notes. Use your sub, your mid bass, a breakbeat, and one automation move like a filter opening or a small volume dip before the loop resets. Keep checking in mono until the groove feels locked. If it still feels good quietly, that's a great sign that the rhythm and harmony are right. And for a homework challenge, push that into a 16 bar mini drop. Keep the bass line limited to 4 notes total. Make the first 4 bars stripped back. Add one small change in bars 5 to 8. Remove either the sub or the mid for one bar in the next section to create contrast, and end with a 2-bar turnaround that pushes back into the loop. Then bounce it out and listen on headphones, speakers, and even your phone if you can. If the bass still feels like part of the drum machine on those different systems, you're doing it right. So to recap, build the bass in 2 parts, a clean mono sub and a moving mid layer. Keep the sub simple and steady. Use Ableton stock devices like Operator, Wavetable, EQ8, Saturator, Auto Filter, Drum Bus, and Redux. Right around the breakbeat, especially the snare. Use small automation moves for tension. Think in phrases, not just loops. And for jungle and old school DNB vibes, stay repetitive, gritty, and controlled. That's the roll. That's the pocket. That's how you make a bass line that doesn't just sit there, but actually drives the track forward.